Upland Bible Church, Pastor Richard J. Olson, 920 Upland Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89107. Sunday, second class, October 13, 2024, Romans.
All right, as we get ready for part two, a few moments of silent prayer, shall we? Father, we thank you, sir, for your infinite and your matchless grace. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have magnified your word over all of your name. And therefore, the word of God is more important than the very air that we breathe. As we assemble this morning to fellowship in the word, we ask that our teacher, God the Holy Spirit, will set apart the absolute truth of Scripture to the nourishment and to the benefit of each one of our souls. We pray these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Romans 8:4, we have the triumph of the second marriage. And the key here, we have a word, a part of the dikaiō word group, dikaioma. Dikaiō is the verb to declare righteous. There's a whole word group associated with the verb dikaiō. Dikaiosune, which is righteousness. Dikaios, which is righteous. And dikaioma, which is righteous requirement. We have here dikaioma. So dikaioma means righteous requirement. Dikaioma is the righteous requirement of the nomos, the Mosaic law. And the righteous requirement of the Mosaic law is that you have to be as good as God is. You have to have the righteousness of God. Romans 8:4 is a purpose clause. We have hina plus the subjunctive of plerao to fulfill, and that introduces a purpose clause for the purpose that you might fulfill, plerao, the dikaioma, the righteous requirement of the nomos, the Mosaic law. Romans 8:4 is a continuation of Romans verse 3. Gives the divine purpose of the salvation work of Christ on the cross. That is, divine righteousness imputed to the believer as salvation, faith in Christ. Justification by faith in Jesus Christ, being imputed with divine righteousness at salvation, fulfills the righteous requirement of the Mosaic law. Now we are as good as God is. We have God's imputed righteousness. If God provides the Mosaic law with a limited purpose, and he does, he also provides something with a total purpose. Operation Grace, the cross. Salvation by grace. Faith in Jesus Christ. Justification by faith. Imputed with the righteousness of God by faith in Jesus Christ. And so, point 8, now the triumph of imputed righteousness is the attainment of spiritual maturity. That's the objective. The triumph of imputed righteousness is the attainment of spiritual maturity by living the spiritual life by the power of God the Holy Spirit. Here we have the filling of the Holy Spirit combined with the teaching ministry of the Spirit. And this is all stated in one purpose clause, Romans 8, verse 4. Point 9. This dikaioma, righteous requirement, cannot be fulfilled by the energy of the flesh, the sin nature. Not by, you're living by the sin nature, you're living by the lust patterns of the sin nature. That's Satan's inside agent to get you into his cosmic system, interlocking systems of arrogance and interlocking systems of hatred. And so this righteous requirement, this dikaioma, cannot be fulfilled by keeping the works, by the energy of the flesh. That's point nine. This dikaioma, righteous requirement, cannot be fulfilled by the energy of the flesh, the sin nature. Point 10. This dikaioma, righteous requirement, cannot be fulfilled by keeping the works of the law, the Mosaic law. This dikaioma, righteous requirement, cannot be fulfilled by keeping the works of the Mosaic law. So it cannot be fulfilled by the energy of the flesh, the sin nature. It cannot be fulfilled by keeping the works of the Mosaic law. 11. This dikaioma, this righteous requirement, can only be fulfilled by the grace and the power of God. The grace and the power of God. That is the key for us every single day, every day in your spiritual life in the church age. Now, Deb and I, after class this morning, well, she has more on her plate than anyone I know except the Apostle Paul. He had more. She's got all these things she's doing. But eventually, she'll get home and make dinner for me. For her too. And we'll have a glass of wine. Rombauer Chardonnay. Something very good. And we always, before we do anything else, well, we pray. And then clink our glasses. And our favorite is to God's grace and to God's power. Because frankly, I'll be real clear. I don't have any power. My power is gone. I don't have any power. And this, I'm operating strictly on God's power because I don't have any. But by God's grace and God's power, Deb and I, we are having absolutely the most phenomenal time in our later years by the grace and the power of God. So point 11, this dikaioma, this righteous requirement can only be fulfilled by the grace and the power of God. Salvation by grace, faith in Jesus Christ, Ephesians 2, 8 and 9. For by grace you were saved through faith. This salvation is not of yourselves, it's the gift of God, not of works, not of works, lest any man should boast. Justification by faith, imputed with the righteousness of God by faith in Jesus Christ. And then the attainment to attain the triumph of imputed righteousness. And the attainment of the triumph of imputed righteousness is attaining spiritual maturity by the grace and the power of God the Holy Spirit, the filling of the Spirit and the teaching ministry of the Spirit, living the supernatural way of life of the church age, the spiritual life. Now, we have with us pleroo. Pleroo. P-L long E-R-O long O. Pleroo. Now, pleroo can mean to make full or to fill up. Pleroo also means to fill someone with something. And therefore, pleroo means to bring something to completion, to finish something. So then, one, then pleroo means to fulfill an obligation, to fulfill a requirement, a righteous requirement, dikaioma of the Mosaic Law. So then pleroo means to fulfill an obligation, to fulfill a requirement, the dikaioma, the righteous requirement of the Mosaic Law, Romans 8:4. Point two, pleroo means to fill up a deficiency. To fill up a deficiency. Three, at spiritual birth, regeneration, faith in Jesus Christ, we are a spiritual baby. Now, you might be 90 years old when you believe in Christ, but you're still a spiritual baby. Whether you're 3 years old or 90 years old or somewhere in between. At spiritual birth, regeneration, faith in Christ, we are spiritual babies. Now, what do we know about babies? Do babies go out and work a 40-hour work week? Bring home the moolah? No, what do babies do? They eat and poop. Eat and poop. The four-letter word, poop. See, I don't have to say the shit word. I can just say poop. They eat and poop, eat and poop, eat and poop. And if you don't grow up in the grace and knowledge of Christ, you stay a baby for 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, and you're still a baby. And that was the believers in Corinth. And the Apostle Paul, 1 Corinthians 3, 1-3 says, I can't teach you as mature. I have to teach you as babies because you're babies. You're carnal. You're not spiritual. You're carnal. And they've been carnal, living the carnal reversionistic life for years and years and years. So, at spiritual birth, regeneration, faith in Christ, we are a spiritual baby, and we have a major deficiency. We're ignorant of the Word of God. We're ignorant of the absolute truth of the Word of God. Four, this deficiency is filled up by God the Holy Spirit. I told you, Romans 8, the spotlight's on the Holy Spirit. This deficiency is filled up by God the Holy Spirit. The filling of the Spirit. That's why we're commanded to keep on being empowered or filled with the Spirit. Ephesians 5:18, Galatians 5:16. To keep on walking, living your life by the agency of God the Holy Spirit. And not by the lust patterns of the old sin nature. And then the teaching ministry of the Spirit. 2 Peter 3:18, commanded to grow up in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. So in Ephesians 5:18, the church age believer is given the mandate to keep on being empowered, filled with the Spirit, pleroo. God the Holy Spirit is the divine power and the supernatural power to live the unique spiritual life of the church age. The spiritual life is a supernatural way of life. It demands supernatural power, and that is God the Holy Spirit. The filling of the Spirit. Keep on being pleroo'd. The word there in Ephesians 5:18 is pleroo. Keep on being pleroo'd. Filled up like wind filling the sail of a ship and empowering it and driving it through the water. That's how plero is used, to empower you and live the spiritual life of the church age. Point five. Plero is used for the pastor, communicating the word of God to his sheep. Plero is used for the pastor, communicating the word of God to his sheep. Colossians 1:25. You can turn over to Colossians 1:25. We're going to be in Colossians for a little bit here. Colossians 1:25. The Apostle Paul is the author, human author of Colossians. And he says, I was made a minister according to the stewardship from God, which was given to me for your benefit. For your benefit. For the purpose that I might fill up the deficiency of the Word of God. The deficiency of the Word of God in you. Which was given to me for your benefit. For the purpose that I might plero, fill up the deficiency of the Word of God in you. Point six. All sheep have a deficiency of Bible doctrine. All sheep, all believers, have a deficiency of Bible doctrine. When you believed in Christ, you didn't all of a sudden have your heart filled with every doctrine in the Word of God. Didn't happen. It's just like when you were born. When you were born, came out of the chute, you didn't look up and say, hello, mother. Hello, father. I'd be glad to take the garbage out when we get home. No. He has a deficiency. All sheep have a deficiency of Bible doctrine. Seven. The pastor's job is to overcome this deficiency through consistent and faithful study, 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 teach, teach, teach the Word of God. The pastor's job is to overcome this deficiency through consistent and faithful study, 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 teach, teach, teach the Word of God. And there's nothing I would rather do than that. I know why I'm here. I know the gift God gave to me. And in the short time that I'm here, and it is short, this is number one for me. Nothing else matters. Nothing else matters at all. This is number one. Consistent and faithful study, 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 teach, teach, teach the Word of God. Now, you're in Colossians. Stay in Colossians 1 here. Colossians 1, verse 9. For this reason also, since the day we heard of it, we have not ceased to pray for you and to ask that you may be pleroed, that you may be filled up with the epinosis knowledge, Bible doctrine, of His will, by means of all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so that you may walk, live your life in a manner worthy of the Lord, so that you may live your life in a manner worthy of the Lord, to please Him in all respects, bearing fruit Maximum divine good production is a result of the filling of the Spirit and maximum doctrine in your heart. When you have maximum doctrine in your heart and the filling of the Spirit, there will be divine good production, bearing fruit in every good work and increasing in the epinosis knowledge of God. Colossians 1, 9 and 10. So the pastor's job is to overcome this deficiency through consistent and faithful teaching of the Word of God. That's the only reason why I'm here. And I wouldn't want to do anything else. Everybody's got a bucket list. I don't have a bucket list. I'm just going to kick the bucket one of these days, and that's the end of my bucket list. I don't have a bucket list. I don't want a bucket list. Study, teach, study, teach, study, teach, study, teach. That's my bucket list. So, corrected translation. For the purpose that the righteous requirement demanded by the law, the Mosaic law, might be fulfilled in us. For the purpose that the righteous requirement demanded by the law, the Mosaic law, might be fulfilled in us. All right. One, at the moment of faith in Christ, the individual believer receives the righteousness from God, justification by faith. At the moment of faith in Jesus Christ, the individual believer receives the righteousness from God, justification by faith. Two, this establishes the grace pipeline. This establishes the grace pipeline in you. Three, without the imputation of divine righteousness of salvation, there can be no blessing to the believer in time or in eternity. Without the imputation of divine righteousness to salvation, there can be no blessing to the believer in time or in eternity. Four, God loves His own righteousness and justice. God loves His integrity. God loves His righteousness and justice. Five, divine justice can only bless divine righteousness. Divine justice can only bless divine righteousness. Six, God cannot accept anything less than divine righteousness. And God cannot bless anything less than divine righteousness. God cannot accept anything less than plus R, and God cannot bless anything less than plus R. Not minus R, not SR. Self-righteousness, only plus R. Seven, the imputation of divine righteousness is absolutely necessary for any blessing from the justice of God. The imputation of divine righteousness is absolutely necessary for any blessing from the justice of God. And the Lord Jesus Christ made this very clear in a great Bible class that He held. Turn over to Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6. And you want to see red letters? All you have is red letters, red letters, red letters, red letters, red letters. And then if you haven't had enough, just go to 7 and he keeps on going. Matthew chapter 6, the Lord Jesus Christ is holding Bible class. And he says in verse 25, therefore, I tell you, stop worrying about your life. Stop worrying about what you're going to eat or drink or about your body, what you're going to wear. Is not life more important than food? Well, some people don't think so, but it is. More important than food, and the body more important than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns. And yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Who of you, by worrying, can add a single cubit to your height? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the lilies of the field grow? They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon, in all of his splendor, was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little doctrine. Little doctrine. You have so little Bible doctrine. Worry, worry, worry. O you of little doctrine. So stop worrying, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things. And your heavenly Father, he knows. He knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. And then all these things will be given to you as well. They come down the grace pipeline, from justice to imputed righteousness. All of this is logistical grace, blessing and support, temporal security. It's given to every believer. Babies, adolescent, spiritually mature, winner believers, loser believers, believers living the spiritual life, believers living in Satan's cosmic system. It's given to everybody, all believers. Why? Well, because God imputed his righteousness to you. He gave you temporal security to keep you alive in the middle of the devil's world. And give you so that you can make good decisions. Good decisions. Say, dadgummit, why in the hell do I keep making these bad decisions? I'm getting tired of getting clobbered. It's over. It's over. I'm going to make good decisions for God, for the Word of God. I'm going to live the spiritual life by the power of God, the Holy Spirit, by the grace of God. I'm going, when those temptations come up, I'm just going to say, no! Last Sunday at communion service, Cliff Abbott was here. And I know a lot of you have Cliff on your prayer list and praying for him. Keep on. And he came down here with his in his wheelchair. And I said, you know, I almost said, I'm going to look out back where you were and say, pick up your wheelchair and walk. And he looked at me and he says, you know what? I have told Satan he can go to hell. I said, well, he is going to hell. He said, I know this is all spiritual hurdles I get to run. But he says, I'm on the right side with the right power. And he's on the wrong side and has no power. And I've just told him, I said, well, hey, don't just stop there. Give him that. You have the righteousness of God and logistical grace because God wants you to make good decisions, to live the spiritual life. God wants to bless you, bless you, bless you, bless you. The plan of God is He wants to give you, He wants you to advance to maturity. He wants to pour out greater grace blessings in time and for all eternity at the judgment seat of Christ. He wants to bless you. But you have, and He keeps you alive in the middle of the devil's world so that you can finally come to your senses and say, that's it. I'm the carnal reversionistic life, that's over. Spiritual life, yes, sir. But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, stop worrying about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. 8. God supplies His own perfect righteousness to the individual who simply believes in Jesus Christ, justification by faith. God supplies His own perfect righteousness to the individual who simply believes in Jesus Christ, justification by faith. 9. This establishes the grace pipeline of phenomenal grace blessings. This establishes the grace pipeline of phenomenal grace blessings. The 40 salvation blessings of salvation, logistical grace, blessing and support, temporal security, keep you alive in the middle of the devil's world so you can make good decisions to advance to maturity and enjoy the triumph of dikaioma, the triumph. Attain spiritual maturity. Have virtue, love brought to completion in your heart. And then the greater grace blessing will come to you in time and awarded at the Bema seat, the judgment seat of Christ, forever and ever and ever. And they glorify God forever and ever and ever. Now this is Romans. And I love, I'm in Romans on Sunday, Joel on Tuesday, Corinthians on Wednesday, 1 John on Thursday. And as I pointed out to you, I've had a lot of doctrinal pastors out there. They tell me, oh, Dick, don't do that. That's too hard. And I'll be very honest with you. It is very hard. It's very, very hard. But I wouldn't have it any other way. I need to teach the whole realm of doctrine. And you can get on one book and just ride that horse into the ground. I need to teach the whole realm of Bible doctrine. I can't do that and teach just one book. So, Roman, Joel's going to be passed on to Zechariah, 2 Corinthians, and 1 John. 1 John's going to pass on to 2 John. And there is a verse in 2 John that is more powerful than any other verse in the Word of God, warning you, a warning. Watch out! Beware! Don't lose out on the reward. Mistas. Don't lose out on the reward that God has for the winner believer awarded at the judgment seat of Christ. Don't lose out on that. Father, we thank you, sir, for your amazing grace. May God the Holy Spirit challenge us that these principles become a source of blessing and happiness in our lives. We pray this in Christ's name. Amen.